Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, don't forget, we also have coming up 30 years ago today in Tiger history as the roll to the World Series, brought to you by Comerica Bank. But first, we need to do this.
Time to get you caught up with the sports rep. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Make sure you go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Alex Avila's been batting forever, but he's got an opportunity here with a couple of men on second and third. We're in the top of the second. Royals have a run. Told you earlier, Omar Infante had a big triple off Rick Porcello. He scored on a sac fly. That's where it stands. James Shields on the mound for the Royals. Two men on, Alex Avila up, and the Tigers down 1-0 in the second in Kansas City. College baseball in Evanston. Northwestern beat Michigan 5-3. Play two more this weekend. In Champaign, the Spartans in Illinois are currently going. The Illini lead of MSU 2-1 in the seventh. Cam Gibson, Kirk Gibson's son, is 0-3 at the top of the lineup for Jake Boss Jr.'s Michigan State baseball team. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker Demand, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, game six, Brooklyn over Toronto right now in the third, 60-41. Just a blowout time tonight for Brooklyn. So it looks like we're looking at a game seven in Toronto in that series. Dallas and San Antonio basically underway. Early 25-23, Mavericks lead in the first. Houston and Portland go at 10:30. Stanley Cup playoffs, round two, game one. Rangers are hanging on to a 2-1 lead over Pittsburgh. That's in the second period. Minnesota-Chicago start in about an hour from now. Their first game of the second round. Other baseball, American League. Indians now lead the White Sox 7-3 in the fourth. Carlos Santana hit his fourth homer of the season. Rays lead the Yankees 3-2 now in the fourth. Red Sox over the A's 2-1 fifth. Nothing doing yet for the Orioles, Twins, or Mariners, Astros. One interleague series, Blue Jays over the Pirates 3-2 fourth. In the National League this afternoon at Wrigley, Cubs beat the Cardinals 6-5. Anthony Rizzo hits his fifth of the season. Phillies over the Nationals 3-2 fifth. Brewers shutting out the Reds 2-0 fifth. Marlins over the Dodgers 2-0 fourth. Braves trail the Giants 1-0 third. Kentucky Derby tomorrow, second favorite opportunity. As you know by now, out with a sore foot. Wicked Strong is now the 6-1 second fave behind the favorite, California Chrome, right there at Churchill Downs tomorrow. Weigh in this evening for tomorrow's Mayweather-Maidana fight in Las Vegas at MGM. The title fight, champ comes in at 146 even. Marcos Maidana rolls in at 146.5, so let's do this thing already. And it's Angel Cabrera and Martin Flores with your lead at the PGA Tour's Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow after round two. Phil Mickelson, 7 shots back at -2. Rory McIlroy just made the cut at +1. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. 8:39 on Sports Night with Parker and Man for a Friday. It is a Friday. KC wants to be on, so there you go, dude.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
By the way, Tigers now with the bases juiced.
Oh, there we go. Just
two
like,
outs.
It's Rodriguez.
What's that? What did I hear, Rodriguez?
Juiced like Alex Rodriguez.
It kills me how you pulled his name up when there's like 1,000 guys. You know, like you could just, how come you just say John, like Johnny Peralta, who played for the Tigers?
Yeah, he's the only one that's turned orange like an Oompa Loompa.
Who turned orange,
oh,
A-Rod?
Stop it.
That's just that beautiful skin he's got, dude.
Jealousy. People.
Yes.
The guy makes a lot of money. And
he's a pretty guy.
He's a pretty guy who's had a ton of chicks. People hate that guy.
Ton of chicks. All Hollywood actresses.
And between him and Sammy Sosa, I mean, do you have to be colored to be?
Yeah, I don't know what Sammy Sosa's going. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't get that either. So the Royals got out of it. James Shields is 1-0 Royals.
Hey, Rob, you said you hadn't been to On the Rocks. Isn't that where your love life is?
Oh. Ouch. Ouch, that had to hurt.
That was after my divorce, Casey. All
oh,
right.
Come on. Are you still dating Miss Michigan? But oh, we won't go there. Anyhow, I was going to say, Mary, she called. You said she was a union rep, worked at Comerica Park.
You know Mary, don't you?
I know her from Tiger Stadium, but there are no unions working for Comerica Park.
Well, but you know, well, I don't know. I mean, she represents, I think, I don't know what the exact title, maybe not a union, but you know who I'm talking about. You know.
Yeah. It's Detroit Tigers Incorporated or Olympia Entertainment.
Okay.
Neither of them are unionized.
All right. Well, I know she's like overseas or has something to do with workers there.
Right. And you guys obviously heard, I do want to get to the bullpen about the Tigers, but you did hear that Donald Sterling, instead of playing the race card, played the cancer card.
Well, he's got not only that, but he spoke tonight. So now he has the prostate cancer we found out about. It's not that advanced, so it looks like he'll survive for the moment.
And then he got a quote now.
And there was now a quote. He said he wished he had paid off the girl. He said that to DuJour.com, whatever DuJour.com is. And EP just told us he will only be speaking now to Barbara Walters and the NBA, whatever that means. So Barbara Walters will be the only one to get the
probably
full,
NBA TV or NBA.
Maybe that's
you know what I mean,
means.
Like NBA.com.
But she'll be the one to get the full form, big time interview.
Oh,
with
you know
Sterling.
Barbara made a phone call. Are you kidding me?
She said, Donald Sterling, I need to have you on my show because I'm retiring. I'm retiring.
And all I want to do is specials for
that's
ABC.
It, for ABC. I'm Bubba Wubba.
Well, you know she was on The View, and the only people that can appreciate that have glaucoma.
Yeah, people on the dude. But so he said, "I wish I'd paid her off."
I bet he wished he paid her off.
Very honest. He's being very honest.
But what did I say to you, Mark, off the air? Paula Deen wished she would have paid that woman off as well, and she her empire wouldn't have gone down. And the thing is, Casey, nobody even knows. The woman in the Paula Deen case was white.
Yeah.
Who followed?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger wish he would have paid the maid more. Got her some plastic.
But, Casey, wait a second. So Donald Sterling gives her two Bentleys, a Lamborghini, a convertible Lamborghini, and like one other vehicle, an SUV or something. He's got four cars, money she can't stand, he couldn't spend anyhow if she tried, and that's not enough to pay her off. See what I'm saying? Like, pay her off even more than what he's already given her.
Well, the NBA almost should make him marry her. At least that way she'd get half of the profits from the Clippers sale.
Yeah, that would be great, but she can't marry someone when he's already married in this country, unless you're in Utah somewhere.
I know. What are you? What is he, Mitt Romney?
You know, I was going to say, I'm not feeling bad for Sterling at all because, you know, with the cancer, they'll just end up suing it and it'll give up, you know. It'll just disappear.
He'll sue the cancer? He'll sue prostate
cancer.
Hey, Robin, I always said, go get your prostates checked.
Yes.
If you're 45, now don't wait for 50. 45 plus, go get that prostate checked all the time. Make sure that's nice and tiny.
Well, you can do the self prostate, but you know, Rob, until you get a girlfriend, you're going to have to.
Yes.
What do you say? You know about the bullpen guys. I am not worried about it. As long as we stay coke free in certain situations, we should be all right. You know, anytime they put, all their hopes like they did last year, and it seemed like this year on Rondon. I'm sorry, you know, a guy that throws that hard. I mean, he's like Jose. You know, Zumaya. In respect that it's like, you know, that guy, you know, has a wicked fastball, but it's going to do a lot of damage on the arm. I got to believe in Jeff Jones to say, you know what, these, you know, stable of pitchers that they've got, you know, and they've added Hanrahan. It's like, you know what, I'm not so worried about the bullpen. Wait till the bats come around with the weather. And, you know, we've got such great starting pitching. I'm not worrying about the bullpen.
That's you, Casey. I totally disagree. I don't think if the Yankees didn't have Mariano Rivera, they wouldn't have won those five World Series. In order to win the big one, you got to have that bullpen. Not to only get – you got Joe Nathan. If you can't get to Joe Nathan, then he's null and void. You got to be able to get to him and to bridge the gap. Those guys aren't – Max Scherzer's never pitched a full game, a complete game.
I like this move. I like the move. I think it's worth it. Hey, Casey, can I ask you, why is your voice, like, really gravelly lately? Are you having some issues? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, just, you know, yelling at the wife and kids, it, you know, takes its toll. You know?
How many kids you got?
I got two. And it, my wife's not a virgin. I got an 18-year-old who's going to Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania. I got to pick him up next weekend.
Your son is already college age.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable, guys. You know, but I look good with gray hair. So
I remember when he was this big.
Yeah, we remember him little. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe him.
Yeah, you got to put him in the Stanley Cup. Who knows? You can't grow up to hate hockey and sports in general. He's a band geek. But he wants to be a history professor, and I got a 13-year-old daughter, and she's going into high school next year, and she's a handful. But Two's enough, I tell you.
All right, let me ask you this one real quick question, okay? And this is one last thing. Seriously, and I'm not talking about, obviously you love your kids and you're very blessed to have kids, but just be honest. Your life, your wife, are you happy? Just yes or no?
Wow.
Yes or no? KC, yes or no?
I'm always happy.
Okay.
I'm always happy.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that, because I know a lot of people in your situation not that happy about life. That it's really hard, it's really tough, and they're not happy, and that's why I'm asking you. I'm happy that you're happy. That's great to hear, seriously.
And you got to laugh, guys, and I hate to get back to the rant, you know, with that whole Janet Jackson thing. It really took the humor out of radio. I listen for infotainment, you know. I want to be entertained. I want to be able to laugh with you guys. But, you know, your hands on the dump button, talk about your prostate exams. I mean, it's like... you know, it really has. It changed everything. In a way, I think the terrorists won, you know?
Nah, we did it to ourselves.
No, Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson started all that, Casey. That was it.
We did this to ourselves. Every time we have these topics that are tough to deal with.
I miss.
Or that they've come from social media now, which we never had before. Remember the old line, send us your cards and letters. I mean, we'd get two or three. Now we have access to thousands upon thousands of weird opinions that we could read all day. You know what Rob and I don't do as much as some do, because I think that they're wasteful, is sit there and just read tweets.
Well, when you don't have any phone calls and you don't have anything to say, that's
what
you do.
Even if we had never had a call.
No, but
we'd read the occasional
one. We have a conversation, though, is what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't have anybody to talk
to. I'm not ripping on it. Don't get me wrong. If you want to read tweets and Facebook posts all day, terrific. I just don't think they're all that great.
Not all of them. If somebody has something to say, then you read it. Otherwise, you call us up. Real simple. All right, 248-848-1130.
J. Rue Campbell.
Let's talk about the Caztec quarterback who has already had a letter of intent, right, to go to Michigan State.
He's a Spartan.
To me, Mark, we'll talk about what happened when he faced the judge today, and it was a plea deal on the table.
He is, you know, did I mention he's a future Spartan QB?
Yes.
With a lot of talent and ability? I'm just throwing it out there. You do with what you want. I'm just saying that state champion J. Rue Campbell did something terrible. Hate it that he did it. Shouldn't have done it. In the heat of the moment, he did something crazily stupid. And at least it looks like he's not going to pay for years and years and years for what he did. You be the judge if it's the right move or the wrong move. Rob thinks it might be the wrong move here. We'll talk more about it next. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a Friday on WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Here we are at 8:53 on this Friday, and it's time for On This Day in 1984, brought to you by the good people of Comerica Bank. May 2nd, 1984, Tigers were a robust 19-2 in the middle of a three-game series with the Red Sox, with Boston at Tiger Stadium. Juan Berenguer versus the Red Sox, Mike Brown. You love Berenguer when I bring him up, don't you, Rob? That was Aurelio Lopez.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dwight Evans, two-run homer the first, came after a Jerry Remy leadoff walk, and it was 2-0, just two batters in. In the third, Boston got two more off Berenguer when Jim Rice smacked a two-run ding with Wade Boggs on base following a walk. Reed Nichols, RBI single in the sixth, made it 5-0 Red Sox. Tigers got one back in their half at number six when Dave Bergman singled home Kirk Gibson. In the eighth, a Darrell Evans ground out scored Gibby, and it was 5-2. Bottom of the ninth, Bob Stanley on to close for Boston. Gibson and Lou Whitaker each had RBI doubles, and the Tigers had the crowd of 23,000-plus on its feet, but Stanley got Evans to ground out to Glenn Hoffman, got Johnny Grubb to strike out, for the 5-4 Red Sox victory, a rare Tiger loss. Detroit fell to 19-3. Berenguer lost for the first time in that 84 campaign, while Stanley got his fourth save. Detroit dropped a game in the standings, leading the American League East by 5.5 games, and that was 30 years ago today on the Tigers' road to the World Series, presented to you by Comerica Bank.
Detroit weather.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
When we want to weather.
When we want to weather, Rob.
Why are we doing it now?
We damn well wanted to. Here's the situation. Tomorrow you're looking at some, you know what's going to be hit and miss all weekend, people. going to be some sun, some clouds, some rain. Highs
it's been so dark every day and rainy and damp.
Highs in the low 60s. Lows still in the upper 30s, low 40s. Cold at night. Monday's nice and sunny and 60 degrees. Tuesday, 63. How about a high of 85 on Thursday? Currently in Metro Detroit, it's cloudy and 54. But right now, that's the forecast. Mine still says 85 degrees for a high temperature with some rain when we're doing our draft day party at On the Rocks.
What, 85 next
85.
Week?
85.
No.
Right now, the forecast is 59 Monday, 63 Tuesday, 69 Wednesday, 85 on Thursday.
How did we jump to an 85?
Because we got a warm front moving in. It's going to bring some storms. So we'll have storms and warm. Warm and storms or something like that.
That's
when we want to weather.
Why'd we do it now?
We don't want
okay,
it
to. Good, good. I got you. You still remember the show, don't you?
Not really.
I know you hate when I just do this point at you. Like,
but I understand your little prompts. You just wait. It's all you did. I went,
that's all.
Okay,
all right.
Let's close out the when we want to weather thing because we couldn't just not say. When
no,
we
still had to do it.
We had to do the when we want to weather deal. All right.
No one else in the country is doing when we want to weather.
No, I would say that you people listening right now. I'm telling you, it's historic.
Nobody else.
Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan, our returner after 15 years. Nobody in the United States of America. You can go Miami to Seattle, San Diego to Orono, Maine, and everywhere in between. Nobody is doing when we want to weather. You know what they do?
What?
They pick a time. Weather on the twos,
right.
Weather on the eights, weather on the sixes, weather on the threes.
We do it whenever we want to.
When we
do
feel
it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
That's right, Bill. Whenever.
We get scared that O'Reilly's going to yell at us if we don't do it.
When we were at the other place, O'Reilly's show used to follow us. You remember?
And all we said was Bill O'Reilly's next. We never went into much detail.
What
about Penn Jillette when we had the hour at Penn Jillette?
Terrible.
Didn't you like Monkey Tuesday?
Oh, the Tigers just tied it. Miguel with a one-out double.
Look at that Cabrera. I'm telling you, he's worth every bit of that $300 million.
You know the best part about him?
Look,
he
crowd.
Loves to play. He loves to play.
He loves to play. He does love the game of baseball, that's for sure. J. Rue Campbell, let's get this started. We're going to talk a little about in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we got some boxing stuff coming up with the big Mayweather and Maidana fight coming tomorrow at MGM in Las Vegas.
Eric Olson, who was a boxer, Mark, we'll talk with him. He'll give us a little insight on the fight. He also owns a sports bar downtown, so we'll talk to him.
So, J. Rue Campbell, Cass Tech High School, a plea deal is accepted by the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office and his own attorney, which means Robert Donovan, the victim in this case, has, I suppose, said, no, I'm ending this right now. Campbell, if you could watch Rob right now on ParkerTheMan.com.
You see my hand?
I don't know exactly what that movement is. It's a little odd. Is that the cash thing? What do you mean cash?
I don't know. How did it go away? It went away. Wow, that's interesting.
Well, seemingly everybody in Metro Detroit and beyond saw the handheld phone video.
Horrific.
Of J. Rue Campbell body slamming Mr. Donovan to the ground. Donovan is the school security guard.
Who could have been paralyzed, if not killed, by having a broken neck.
In high school, I don't know if you all remember your guy, and I told Rob earlier, and I'm just going to say it flat out, Rob was kind of a goody-goody. Never got into trouble in school. He doesn't know what it's like to deal with these security guys or the narc people.
We had a guy
called the narc.
Can I tell you my first, the security guard at Van Buren, his name was Cannon. Older black guy, real slim. His name was Cannon. That was his name.
Like the TV show?
Like Cannon.
Frank Conrad. Was it Frank Conrad?
Yeah.
It was Cannon.
He was Cannon, right. But his name was Cannon. And my first day at high school, you know, you're not sure of, you know, you're at high school, Mark, and all the... How old, 16 years old or whatever? How old, 15 or 16?
14. Freshman in high school?
Yeah. Was it 14?
14, 15, 16,
so
17.
So you're like
15.
15. You're a little, you know, not feeling secure or whatever. So I'm standing there on the railing. We had a fence in front of the, before you go into the high school. So I'm leaning on it, and he walks over to me and he goes, hey, hang out on the side, because you couldn't wait
so
on that.
So he was yelling at you. He was bullying you.
So I felt kind of a little bit like, okay, you know, I don't know where to stand.
You wanted to body slam him, didn't you?
Wouldn't body slam
him. Oh, because I'm going to tell you something. The guy that we had, I will not say his name, Neil Blatchford.
What'd you say?
Neil Blatchford.
Okay.
Funny, years later in Miami, I worked with his brother, Chris, who's now a huge, excellent news reporter in Los Angeles at KTTV, the Fox affiliate. I worked with Chris Blatchford. Just a coincidence that I worked with his brother. But Neil was our guy. We call him our narc. But he was our security guard. There's the air quotes. And I know, look, did we want a body slam? Did we have these attitudes when we were 16, 17? Of course we did. He got into a fight, a couple of them, with students. He got into some scuffles.
Mark.
Parking lot, on the school grounds. It happened. I'm not condoning it.
What I saw was heinous. Watch that video.
That was terrible.
And if you tell me if that was a C student without a scholarship in his back pocket from Michigan State, trust me, that kid would have been dealt with much harsher, because the penalty, the plea deal that the judge signed off on, and even the judge had the nerve.
It's community service.
To mock people and say, what's the first thing out of the judge's mouth?
Oh, this judgment is not being rendered because he is a star quarterback at a state champion going to a major university.
Yeah,
to
okay.
that effect. First
yeah,
thing.
Okay. Of course he had to say that.
He picked up on that but that's what J. Rue Campbell is. In a way, J. Rue Campbell is a local celebrity. When you win a state championship at Cass Tech down at Ford Field, you're a celebrity. Okay? When you are going to Michigan State as a big-time recruit to play for Mark D'Antonio, you're a celebrity. So, yes, it was addressed that he wasn't getting this punishment that anybody else, in theory, had he done this on a plea deal with the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office through Mr. Donovan himself, the victim, would have gotten the same thing. Community service, he has anger management courses coming up. It's not going to be the easiest thing in the world, but it's also not 10 years in jail.
It's not right. It's not
that
right.
They could have sent him to 10 years in jail.
Mark, if that guy had gotten, if this would happen in the street, or this was some other situation, and the poor security guard, I'm sorry, and I know he signed off on it, and I'm sure people talk to him and whatever. I'm not going to accuse him of taking any money or whatever situation, but I'm just going to say anybody else would have gotten a harsher penalty, because that guy could be paralyzed or dead. And all he asked Mr. Campbell to do was take off his hoodie, which you're not supposed to wear a hood inside. That's all, Mark.
I know.
That's all he
had. But these guys pushed them to the limits. I'm not condoning it.
Don't do it, Mark.
But I want
you not to
present the case that these guys are Miss Mary Sunshine.
I'm not saying that, but he has a job to do. Take the hood off in the building. You can't even wear a hood.
Hey, man, take the damn hood off in the building.
He has a right to say it every day,
and it finally got to a point where J. Rue said, enough of this,
stupid. Not to body slam somebody. And I'm telling you.
I'm not defending J. Rue Campbell.
Yes, you are, because if he was a C-minus student, Mark, what would he be doing today?
But I need him in East Lansing.
You got your own personal situation going.
I do. And I'm not doing it for that. I would have understood, too, if it had been that. And the kid had to serve jail time.
This is why.
I saw it. Everybody saw it. Are we posting it, Ryan? Ryan's posting it on our web, on our Facebook page.
Go watch that video and tell me that he should get community service for that. He almost killed a man. That's how bad it was.
He's not going to East Lansing? Is it over? But
is it
totally over?
Oh, that's his opinion. I was going to say.
Oh. I thought maybe you had some information that I was not privy to.
I thought he was a mole or something. I had some mole.
Well, I mean, there's all of us that believe that J. Rue Campbell will never spend a minute, you know, on the field at Spartan Stadium, but I'm hoping this kid is really good. And, yeah, he did a terrible thing. Not to condone it all. If you've seen the video at all, there's no way, no how. He was intent to injure. That was not a love tap, that's for sure. Talk more about it at the 9 o'clock hour. Got a sports rep for you, too.
And your opinion. I mean, what do you think? Did he just get off because he's a star quarterback? Or is this what you do?
Or is this a kid making a mistake,
Or a kid making a mistake? I said that. That was my second choice.
Huge mistake.
Or is it a kid and you got to cut him some slack? I don't know. I just think that it's wrong, because a C student not going to a major university, Mark, would have been dealt with differently. I'm telling you. This was a privilege because he can play ball, and that's wrong in this country. That's what's wrong with this country, is that we let people off because of their status. 248-848-1130.
Got a really good arm. Sports Night with Parker the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.